Good morning, church. This week we have been working through the first five verses of Psalm 103, dealing with one verse at a time. Today we deal with verse 4, but let's first read the five verses that we are dealing with. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all our iniquities, who heals all our diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Please read the whole psalm so that you get the full picture. I'm going to read verse 4 from three different translations. The first translation says, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. Another translation says, he redeems me from death and crowns me with love and tender mercies. And another translation says, he redeems you from hell, saves your life. He crowns you with love and mercy, a paradise crown. Now, from his earliest days, David the psalmist was a child of providence. The wisdom, care, and guidance that is believed to be provided by God. He lived through many narrow escapes and wonderful deliverances from danger. Dangers of various kinds presented themselves as his years advanced. A lion and a bear and other animals at various times threatened to terminate his existence. And at other times, it was the ruthless people who wanted to exterminate him. The same God who delivered him from the sword of Goliath rescued his life from the javelin of Saul. The Almighty God protected him in times of battle, delivered him at one moment from the lords of the Philistines, saved him at another out of the hands of the men of Keilah, and again preserved to him his life and throne from the unnatural rebellion of his own son. The word redeem in verse 4 would remind the Jewish people of their deliverance from the bondage of Egypt at the Exodus. The statement describes God rescuing someone about to fall into a pit, and the pit is a symbol of Sheol, which is the world of the dead. David himself was often very near to death, so perhaps he had premature death in mind. The words, who redeems your life from destruction, are amazing words of testimony about our God. As only he can, God redeems or transfers us from the spiritual death into which we had fallen and from eternal death, which would have been its final consequence. The removal of the guilt and power of sin has freed us from the sentence of death. If the death penalty of sin had not been removed in the death of Jesus on the cross, our forgiveness and healing would have been incomplete. Looking at the second half of verse 4 of Psalm 103, it says, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. Now, David knew something about crowns, but no crown he ever wore, and he had many, compared with God's loving kindness and tender mercies. No handmade crown of gold, diamonds, and other precious stones and precious materials can achieve what God's crown can. Crowns are worn on the head. God's crown of loving kindness and tender mercies is on our head. Most of our problems originate in our head. We think wrong, believe wrong, resulting in wrong behavior. Wearing God's crown on our head affects our life. His love, kindness, grace, mercies, and other attributes cause us to start thinking and acting differently. Now, we do not earn the crown, but He is always crowning us, always surrounding our brows with crowns of mercy and compassion. He who removed the sentence of death by redeeming us from destruction restores to us more than we had before, crowning us. The full wealth of His grace and mercy has been given to the believer like a precious crown on his head. The Lord our God is more than a redeemer. He does not pardon His criminals and then discard them. He pardons them and then receives them into His house. He makes them all children, and all His children are His heirs, and all His heirs are princes, and all His princes are crowned. Our Lord does nothing by halves. Cleansing, healing, redemption are not enough. He makes us kings and queens and crowns us with His presence and blessings. Hallelujah.